The El Paso Art Association announces the opening of their annual signature event, the Arts International Juried Award Show and Sale. This show is open to members and non-members, and artists are eligible to win over $4,000 in cash prizes. Artists are invited to submit up to 3 items, and all of the award winners will be announced at the gala opening on Saturday, October 3rd. Deadline to submit your artwork is Sunday, August 16th. Today, my guests are Carla Zanelli, director of the El Paso Art Association, Lynn Bentley Keeling, artist and winner of the Kitty Kistenmacher Award in 2014, and Stephanie Conwell, EPAA treasurer and board member. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
So let's talk about this. This is a great opportunity for area artists to win some cash. So Stephanie, tell us how artists can participate.
Artists can participate in the 48th Annual Arts International by going online to our website at elpasoartassociation.com or .org?
.com, Stephanie.
Okay. And what do they do when they get there?
The prospectus is online, and they can enter directly online. This is an online entry because it's a juried show, so images have to be submitted online.
Now, Lynn, you won one of the awards last year, and this was kind of a unique thing because they had opened up the criteria, I guess, for pieces accepted.
Yes.
Tell us about the piece that you submitted and the kind of the process you went through.
I'm actually a fiber artist, and I was really excited that El Paso Art Association opened their main show to art other than the traditional drawing and sculpture art forms. I submitted a coiled fiber sculpture that hung on the wall, and I won the Kitty Kistenmacher Award, which was very exciting.
Lo and behold.
Yes, yes. I was a big fan of Kitty's, knew her, and so I was really proud to win that award.
And this year, what's your involvement?
I'm volunteering to help Carla and Stephanie get the show up and running. And I hope to have at least a couple of pieces entered in this year's show as well.
So you all have been around for a long time, but this is the 48th annual. How has the show evolved throughout the years?
Well, again, like Lynn said, we open this to other mediums. So fiber art, glass can enter. But I want to say about the submissions, there is no theme for this exhibit. So the artist should enter their best work. So
don't feel tied down to a theme or anything.
Yes.
Just find what you got that's the best thing, because that's what we want to see.
Well, right. I mean, and this is really about showing your stuff, because this is your biggest show of the year, right?
Right, right. Yeah, and it's a longstanding tradition in El Paso. Every fall, this show comes up, and we are the largest art organization in El Paso, have the most members and the longest running. So this is really a very substantial show to enter, and a very prestigious show if you win. So bring out your good stuff.
And, I mean, it doesn't sound like, even if you don't win, I mean, you have access to one of the largest arts audiences in town, too,
right,
with your
right.
show. So, you know, I guess you'd say artists can submit up to 3 pieces of any medium, or are there any mediums that aren't allowed?
I think just jewelry. We're not including jewelry and photography.
Okay, but
so any mediums.
Else goes.
But also students. Students are welcome to enter. We've had students from last year enter from UTEP. I just got a number of student memberships recently, so I'm hoping that they're in the process of entering. We've had people from out of town enter. So anyone who's listening who's out of town, even further like than Las Cruces, we've had people from Las Vegas, Lubbock. So we want to make this a great show. And the more entries, the better, because, you know, then it makes it a real coup if you get into the show.
So Please enter your good stuff.
Enter your good stuff, yes.
And people can enter their stuff, again, at the Crossland. It's called crosslandartgallery.com. And they can find their form there and enter everything online. Now, Lynn, you've been through the process. Would you say it was rather simple?
Yes, it's very simple. There's a very short entry form, and you upload digital images of your work, and then the juring process goes from there.
Beautiful. So artists, now you know, if you want to submit your artwork, you have till Sunday, August 16th to get it in, and then hopefully you're chosen, and it's shown during the gala in October. For any more information, you can visit crosslandartgallery.com. Today, my guests have been Carla Zanelli, director of the El Paso Art Association, Lynn Bentley Keeling, artist and winner of the Kitty Kistenmacher Award in 2014, and Stephanie Conwell, treasurer and board member of the El Paso Art Association. Thank you, ladies, so much.
Thank you. Appreciate you having us.